dramatic but believably compelling acting and superbly modulated but understated staging are the perfect ingredients that make Terrell Alvin McCraney's The Brother's Sighs an exemplary theater piece for Stray Cat Theater's season premiere. The fine production is masterminded by artistic director Ron May, but it is McCraney's intelligent play that artfully shows how two brothers and a friend struggle to figure out life's intricacies. Set in a goon's sloppy rural Louisiana bayou car repair shop, his recently paroled brother, Oshusi, tries to reestablish his life by working in the shop. But the reality of a hard-working life doesn't have great appeal, and when an old friend, Allegro, shows up, his dreams and loyalties are challenged. The two drifters realize they need to belong somewhere to fit into life, but easy solutions taunt them as they try to find their place. The play shows the reality facing many young people today as they strive to belong but aren't always willing to make the compromises necessary. This is a challenging debate to sit through, but it captures the reality that many face. May's staging is tense and taunt for the struggles these guys face but don't conquer successfully. Eric Beck's spacious set captures the bizarre ambiance of the sloppy repair shop. Most significantly, May has found three gifted actors who execute these roles with tough realism. Damon J. Bowling plays a goon with the forceful determination of a guy who has had no breaks but hopes to prove himself with the repair shop. Michael Thompson is masterful as Oshusi, who hopes to put his life of crime behind him in the repair shop. Dejean Brown is the fast and loose Allegro who reminds Oshusi that drifting through life might be preferable. These guys stubbornly fight for independence. Stray Cat Theater consistently brings to the local theater scene edgier scripts that provide challenging glimpses into bizarre factions of life that many theatergoers never witness. The Brother's Sighs is a hard play to sit through, but for those willing, it provides insight into the grittier side of real lives. It earns 5 stars out of 5 and continues through Saturday. For KBOC, I'm Chris Curcio.